And we teach them, like, don't even worry. If no one's commenting or liking, or your post like doesn't perform that well, or there's not so high engagement, just don't worry.
Welcome to the Digital Spirit Summit. Today, my guest is Elaine Ray. She's a business coach and intuitive who helps healers, lightworkers, and personal development experts, spiritual entrepreneurs to scale to multiple six figures with strategy and soul level congruence. She has leveraged her own gifts, corporate experience, consulting for Fortune 100 companies like IBM and Uber, spiritual healing, and 5 years of coaching experience to build a business that hit $250,000 in revenue in 15 months from scratch. And over the past 7 years, Elaine has traveled to 60 plus countries as an entrepreneur and personal growth junkie. currently, she lives in Ubud with her Dutch partner, Renee, and their beloved feline, Bella. Her work has been featured in Business Insider, Fast Company, Mindvalley, Thrive Global, Elephant Journey, and Fortune Magazine. Welcome, Elaine. I'm pleased to have you.
Hey, everyone. So good to be here.
Good. So, first, I like to start maybe because the summit should be an inspiration for people who start out with their business or struggling to find new clients or want to scale further. And a big inspiration and help is always to hear from people who are in the business a bit from their own journey, their own struggles, and the decisions that kind of turned the tide to a more successful career. So would you like to take us on a little journey to your own journey, how you have arrived where you now?
Stick to the coaching portion of my journey, but I always like to share that I divide my coaching experience into two very different chapters. And like it says in the intro, I've been coaching for the last 5 years. And so kind of before this whole thing was a trend, but those first 3 years, the business, I had a blog, I was featured on all these mainstream medias. I had a big audience at that point, but I didn't have many clients and I didn't have any marketing strategy. I didn't know what I was doing. I had just left my corporate jobs and I was starting to travel the world and live off of purely my freelancing and coaching work. And I was just doing one-off sessions at the time, like did not have the confidence to charge anything more than maybe like $500 for a package or something. And, you know, people's lives are changing and I'm so undercharging. So that went on for a while until I moved to Bali, really committed that I'm never going back to the US. And I've been out of the US now for like 8 years, traveling to 60 or more countries. And I'm like, that's it. You know, I really want this lifestyle to be sustainable. And the point I was back then, it was not sustainable at all. I was still living off corporate savings and clients were really hit and miss. And I knew I was undercharging, but I didn't know what to do. And then fortunately, I wound up in a community of healers and coaches. And you know, you guys know how Bali is, if many of you have been here. And I came across a woman who had built her business to six figures online in under a year. And she was a business coach. And I'm like, this is what I need. I'm just going to go for it. And I invested all of the last money that I had from my corporate savings. And I just really bet on myself in that moment. I said, you know what, I can either pretend that I have a business and keep this like inspirational hobby going, or I can turn this into a six or seven figure revenue stream and just really commit. Because when I closed my eyes, I saw myself on stage. I saw myself at TEDx. I saw myself running a $1 million brand, and I knew that was possible for me. And that was really the moment of not necessarily the business coach. Of course, I bridged the gap in my marketing and sales skills, which I teach now, and it works, of course. But it was really that commitment to myself and deciding this is my path and I'm going to stop fooling around. And then since that point, the last year and a half, we've actually hit $500,000 in revenue in my company. And I have a team of five and we just had another 100K month this month, and I never thought those words would come out of my mouth, but there was a very drastic like pivot point. And, you know, I'm sure that we'll get into it in this interview of what happened there. But the thing that I really want to highlight for everyone watching is that commitment of reaching the end of the road of like, I'm just done trying to like throw spaghetti at the wall here and figure it out on my own. And it really was a pivotal moment.
That's impressive. What I heard from your journey was that when you made that decision, my impression is that you kind of had the internal belief in yourself that you can make it, right? But for many people, that's a scary thing, or that oftentimes people struggle with the belief in themselves. And now that you've been coaching many people, what is your take on that? How can you help people with that, or what is your main experience with this issue?
Yeah, confidence in your ability to really go all in on your business is a huge piece. I mean, to be honest, at this point in my journey, that's something that I vet for when I'm considering potential clients. I really look for people that already have that piece in place, because it's a really hard thing to teach. But I'll give you guys some of the mindset that I have given clients in the past when this was really alive. And actually, even if I'm working with someone who's already at a multiple six-figure level or whatever, it comes up in different flavors. So it is something that's quite common. But, you know, for example, I'll give the mindset that some people come at earlier in their business, and they're like, you know, wow, I see this coach on Instagram and they're closing those 100K months, or they're hitting $1 million in revenue. Wow, that's so inspiring. But like, I could never do that. They have something that I don't have. They have people in their audience that are a certain type of person, or they have a certain kind of background, or there's something that they've done that is different. And that mindset creates separation between you and where you want to go. And it's just an optional thought, you know, it's just a thought that you're having. And so the mindset work that I do with my clients is we actually look at, hey, what are the thoughts that you're thinking? And then we look at those, we coach to those, and we give you the opportunity to change them. So the mindset in this case that I'm a big proponent of is like, why would you create separation between yourself and those other people? The equally valid and true mindset is, whatever they did, they learned it. There's no difference. I'm a human being. They're a human being. If they can do that, I can do that. We are the same. They just know some things that I don't know yet. And I am willing to do whatever it takes to show up and learn those skills and apply myself and iterate and iterate and iterate and do it again until I get those same results. That's the mindset that is so empowering and that you can shift into if you have any kind of that questioning about your self-belief, which that's an example of one of the ways I see it show up very commonly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are kind of right now with the internal struggles, so to say, the inner game of the of building your own brand, or of building up the business, and the big part when it comes to marketing, of course, is on one hand the strategies, and we will kind of get into that in a moment. But also another big issue internally for people a lot of times is to let themselves be seen, to show up. And how was it for you? Have you always been kind of an outgoing person for whom it is easy to show up with what you can give, or what were your struggles, and what is maybe something that you can that you coach or teach your clients?
Yeah, no, it wasn't easy at all for me when I first started. I always talk about like the first 6 months of my business from when I hired that coach and grew my I first grew a life coaching practice, and I did more of this emotional intelligence and life coaching type of work. And then that took off. And then I got into business coaching because a lot of my clients were becoming entrepreneurs anyway. So it was a very natural segue there. But this was the first big piece of work. And I talk about in those 6 months, I went live on Facebook every single day until I booked out my practice. Now my coach was like, this is what you've got to do. You've got to raise your visibility. You have to beam your light. You have to make it so easy for your ideal people to find you, because it's going to be an uphill battle in your business if you try to hide. You have to make it, that's like marketing 101. Get in front of the right people, make it really easy for them to say yes to you, make it really easy for them to understand what you do. But you guys don't have to do that. I was pretty extreme, but I will say that that worked. That booked out my practice really fast. But before getting on those videos, you know, I was going in circles around my room doing deep breathing exercises. I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to go on Facebook in front of everyone that I've ever met is going to watch this video. And who am I to show up and talk about mindset and success and mindfulness and happiness? Who am I to do that? Who's going to listen to me? All of those thoughts went through my head. So I want to give you guys the self-coaching model. I give my clients this all the time, and it's work I do on myself. My coach gives me this model, but you just look at the thought that you're having. So that thought, who am I to do this? And you look at the feeling that that's giving you when you think that thought of, oh, wow, I feel really insufficient. I feel really insecure. I feel ashamed. I feel guilty. And then how do you act when you're feeling that way? Oh, well, you're going to act like contracted, or you're not going to show up. You're not going to take the actions to move your business forward. And the result is that you don't get any clients. So it reinforces the thought of who am I to do this, versus choosing a new thought, which is I have experience in my life. I have inspired ideas, and those are going to be valuable to a few people out there. That's like a medium kind of thought. It's not going to the opposite end of the spectrum. You can just think that, you know, for maybe there's 10 people out there who really are going to resonate with me in the way that I present this, and they're going to be my perfect fit clients. And I really only need those 10 people to say yes to me to have a business right now. So I'm going to show up until I get those 10 people. And then that feeling is more like, oh, empowered and curious and feeling like, okay, you know, I feel valuable. I feel like I can do this. And then the actions are like inching into it and going on that video and writing that post. And the result is that you start to attract those 10 first people into your world. And it reinforces the belief of like, I am valuable in my own unique way. So that's an example of, you can run yourselves through that self-coaching model at any point when you're feeling resistance or shyness, and just look at how you can create a new feedback loop for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for sharing that. What I also heard and what you said is that there needs to be kind of some kind of consistency to show up for the clients you want to attract. Is that correct? And you know, it's not done with, I don't know, one post a month or something. What is your experience, or what do you share with your clients? And I know it's maybe not one size fits all, but could you say something about that consistency?
It's a huge piece of it, something that a lot of people struggle with. If you guys are watching this and you're struggling with your income being inconsistent, showing up inconsistently, not knowing what to post, feeling uninspired sometimes, having like a burst of clients come through and then not the next month, this is all really, really normal in the coaching industry. And it's also something that has to be a part of your practice. And so when I really made that commitment to go all in on my business by hiring the coach, that was a part of the deal. It was like, well, this is going to be my full-time professional occupation now. I'm going to show up to it the way that I showed up to my corporate jobs at IBM and Uber. I'm going to show up to it the same way that I've done everything else in my life. And sometimes I talk about, I don't know how familiar audiences with the concepts of like the masculine and the feminine, but I really believe in having a strong inner masculine inside my business. That is the flavor of it that I like to think of as nobility or honor. It's just this decision of like, this is my mission. I'm going to honor my mission. I'm going to honor my audience. I'm going to honor the people that I'm meant to serve. And I'm proud of myself. And so I'm going to show up and have that kind of noble consistency, just like honoring of the mission. There's a flavor there maybe you guys will get. And when you can tap into that, then it's no longer a question of like, oh, do I feel a certain way? It just becomes less wishy-washy because it's your mission and you have devotion to it. And that's just who you are and how you show up. And you may fall off the wagon. Sometimes we all do. And just getting back on. And it's also hard to run a business when you're in self-development processes and healing processes, and your own stuff is going to come up. And then you have a responsibility to others at the same time that you have the responsibility to yourself, and being able to balance that in your business. It's not easy, but it is that, like, that nobility.
Mm-hmm. And for me to maybe when we stick to the internal things for one more, you said you up until a certain point in your solo career, you were struggling with money, not enough, having not enough income. And one thing is changing the strategy and being all in. But what I see in a lot of people is also, kind of the money mindset seems to be not an easy thing. There's so many cultural influences, and maybe even in the German-speaking world, it's more prevalent than in the States, where kind of being wealthy and showing off maybe, or not being shy about it, is more culturally accepted than in the European hemisphere maybe. So what is your own experience with your wealth and money mindset, and what do you experience in people that you coach around these issues?
Yeah, it's a big one. This is a big piece of all the work I do with everyone. We really get to increase the wealth consciousness of as we're implementing the strategy. So one of the things I'll start off by saying is that I don't come from money. I grew up in a family that my dad worked in construction, like literally on a roof installing equipment, and my mom stayed home to raise me. They didn't go to college. I come from a really humble background, and I'm really grateful for that, because, you know, my mom showed me ways to make it on $2,000 a month or whatever they were earning, and dividing their dollar bills into envelopes so that we could go out to dinner once a month, or we had money for Christmas. And that was how I grew up. I grew up with all the how to save money mindset, not really how to go and generate more. I was very good with it. I could travel for years on not very much money. And that was a big light bulb moment when I actually was doing a lot of healing work and working with subconscious experts in Bali, and starting to realize that I had that program of like squirreling away my money instead of being able to really be confident in my ability to always access more and to generate value, that I was valuable. Where does money come from? It comes from our thoughts. It comes from thinking, oh, I have this idea. It's valuable. I'm going to put it out into the world. People are going to think it's valuable, and we're going to exchange money because of that. And so that was a big aha moment. And then I started to focus more on how I could develop my confidence to generate more. And a big part of that, I mean, we could go quite deep here into, you know, deep ancestral wounds and things that came through the family. And I did a lot of body work and breath work, and there were definitely deep things like that. But the thing I'd say actually helped the most was getting into rooms and being in group programs, investing in myself, being around my coach, being around people who had a different money mindset, because it's contagious. The way that they talk about numbers, and money's just, it's contextual. I talk about it like if you get out of the car you get into a taxi in New Delhi in India, and you land and you have no idea how much a rupee costs. You just said, they tell you a number, you get in the taxi. You have no idea because there's no context. And that was a big game changer for me. And I got in a mastermind and group programs where people are like, oh yeah, I signed a $50,000 client. I had a $20,000 a month. And they were talking about $10,000 packages like it was normal. And guess what? Mm-hmm. That started to normalize that this was available. There are two places you can go in the coaching industry. You can struggle. You can try to sell a $500 program, or, you know, like cater to the low end part of the market. Equally valid reality where people really crush it and value their services highly and charge $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 or more for their services. It's just a choice of where you play. And so I decided this was where I wanted to play, and I needed to learn the skills to play there. And that vibration of those people who are so embodied and like, this is what my work is worth. I change people's lives for the rest of their lives. It doesn't matter if I work with them for 6 weeks or 6 months, they are forever changed. And that's worth a lot more than like a couple hundred dollars a session. So that I'll stop there, but that's like my biggest recommendation for people watching is get surrounded. It doesn't mean you have to say goodbye to all your friends that want to split the bill or whatever. You just get to get new people in your space that talk about money in a more empowered, expansive way. And it will rub off on you if you start to be open to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very valuable advice there. And also, that you yourself also kind of went really into it with the inner work about money and wealth, right? So maybe that's also a good point to highlight again, that it's not falling into everybody's lap, right? That you have to work for it in the ways you can find. And there are, I mean, a lot of healing modalities around that, right? I mean, when we talk, you in the last sentences, you said that you were going for how did you phrase it? More high priced coaching strategies. I saw and heard from you that you have built your business and your success with not a huge following. And I find that quite interesting because many marketing gurus and tell you every day on YouTube to, get a big following and there will be a certain percentage that buys, but you seem to follow a different approach. And I would like to hear about that. How is it functioning for you?
Yeah, I'm really proud of this. You guys can go follow me on Instagram, Hey Lena Ray, and just check. I have under 3,000 followers. I regularly lose followers. It just doesn't matter. I've been fortunate to adopt the perspective of not getting caught up in the vanity metrics. Or even these are things I coach my clients on a daily basis around, because we focus on organic marketing, so posting on social media. That's how I've made pretty much every dollar of the $500,000 this year from social media. And we teach them, like, don't even worry. If no one's commenting or liking, or your post like doesn't perform that well, or there's not so high engagement, just don't worry. Because what I actually teach them to do is understand the mindset, the behavior of more premium clients. And when I talk about premium clients, I don't mean the people that have a lot of money. This is a big misconception in the coaching industry, is people think, oh, I have to just get it. If I want to sell a 10K package, for example, of healing or mindfulness or spiritual guidance services, which my clients do all the time, you have to get in front of people who have money. And that's not the case. You just have to get in front of, if your audience is a bell curve, there's going to be like the middle portion, the mainstream. And they're not going to really be, they might buy $1,000 thing or a course for a few hundred dollars. There's just going to be that upper echelon of your market that is more interested in a high quality, one-to-one, high value, long-term coaching container and really being invested in that work. And so it's not about how much money they have, but the importance and the value that they place on that particular thing. There are people that invest in relationship coaching. That's like $25,000 minimum. That's just what they expect to invest if they want a high quality coach in their life for 6 to 12 months. So it's a no-brainer. They're a regular investor. They have a different mindset. Those are the people that are in everyone's audience and that you can start to reach. And so what I help my clients do is really focus on not volume of followers or even volume of content, but speaking in the right way that communicates the value of what you do and communicates to this certain type of person who has a way of viewing their value and their investments and being a match for that. And then knowing that you only have to be a match for, like, let's say you want to have a 20K month, you need to bring in two clients a month if you have a 10K package. And then you get to give them a really intimate, precious, transformative experience. And they're going to get better results because they're really highly invested in the work and they're going to be really present with you and be very committed to their up-leveling, which is going to help your business to go on this beautiful upward spiral. So that's what I teach. And then after you get to a certain point in your income, then of course, I know a lot of you want to reach more people and be accessible to those who can't afford a $10,000 package. You're going to be so much better equipped to reach those people when you're already a millionaire. And then you can hire a team. You can have your low cost course. You can give away things for free. You can write your book, but get there first as quickly and efficiently as possible. So that's what that's the business model that I use that has worked really well for me and my clients.
And you mentioned earlier that you tend to coach people who already have kind of some kind of or have their business established already in a way. So maybe you'd like to tell the people who are you helping, and what can people expect when they sign up for your classes or coachings?
Yeah, well, all levels of people, you guys are welcome to come follow me and hang out. And I do free trainings, and a lot of newer coaches hang out and get tons of value anyway. But the clients that I typically work with are, you know, at my mastermind level, they are people who have already been in business for, you know, I mean, sometimes it doesn't really matter the length of time, but that you know who you are in the market, you know that you're good at what you do, you have your craft, you've studied, you're probably one of those people that's traveled the world and done a lot of one-off sessions or had a couple packages that you sold at a, you know, $1,000 or $3,000 level. And you're feeling the burnout. You're wondering, like, how is this scalable? How can I really reach six or seven figures doing this? And you know that you want to impact a lot more people. So that's the stage that I like to come in at, where you know your niche, you know your craft, you don't have a lot of self-confidence blocks because you've seen the results of your work. You just haven't been really well compensated for it. You don't have a business model that's going to be sustainable. And I joke sometimes I'm a Virgo sun. So I get to put that like Virgo structure in your business. We get to look at the high level planning and then give you a marketing strategy that really hones in on the value of the work that you're doing and helping it land in the eyes of your ideal clients. And just helping to refine and build confidence around the sales and the mindset and the marketing pieces. Because it's very hard. I joke about this with my clients, and this is a piece for you guys watching, is sometimes in your offers, you might try to take someone from like A to B, but a really big A to B. You're like, hey, come into my spiritual guidance program. And in, you know, 6 weeks, we're going to look at your health, your wealth, your relationships. We're going to do this whole overhaul and your whole life is going to be different. And this is very overwhelming for you as a coach. It's not quite believable for the people who are purchasing. And a premium buyer really wants to look at like one specific thing and closing the gap on something that then is going to bridge them into this whole other world of success. And so what I help my clients do, and actually what I embody too, is just taking you from not, I'm, you know, still in a 9-to-5 job, have no idea who I am, to running a $100,000 a year business. It's too big of a gap. So, you know, we work in stages in my business. So we have some offers for those of you who are newer, just to get the momentum. But the bulk of it is taking people who are already in business and getting to the scalable level. And then for private clients, it's really like if you're bringing in 20 to 50K a month and you want to double that and you want to continue to scale to seven figures, what's the model for that? So that's a little bit of insight there. And for you guys to look at your product suites, and you can create multiple offers that would take someone, you know, from like an A to B to C to D, and then they can stay with you and they can do more work with you. They can have different programs and experiences that actually deepen their transformation and in integrity, because we can't transform every part of everyone's life in just a few weeks or a few months.
Yeah, I guess in that regard, it's good to look at our own journey, right? I mean, we are constantly evolving, and some things really take years of taking care and practice. And talking, I think the word integrity and authenticity is a big one, right, for everyone who kind of is in the healing or coaching business or has a kind of a hard project. But yeah, I think, and that's also kind of what this summit is aimed at. Many people also are very branded or they have experiences with a lot of marketing strategies that don't really feel so authentic, and there's a whole industry around making people buy stuff, right, and how to make people buy, and a lot of conscious spiritual entrepreneurs have it doesn't go well with their values, understandably, and they're kind of looking for a way how to market their products authentically, but not hold back. So could you say something to this issue?
Yeah, I just, the other day I was making an analogy between yoga and business coaching and our marketing, and that there's different lineages. So, and sometimes your lineages, you look at the other one and you're like, what are these Ashtangis doing? I don't get it. If you're like a Hatha yogi and vice versa. And so I'm from the lineage of, doing just organic marketing, having that, 1,000 true fans, having your real core tribe of buyers, and you build community around what you do, and you just share it from a content marketing perspective. And then I look and I remember that there's all these people that do ads and funnels and clickbait, and they try to get people down a 30 email sequence and all these different automations, and it's completely soulless. And then there's also the people that teach, here's a DM template and you got to send 100 of these a day, and inevitably 10% of those buyers are going to convert to your lead magnet, and then they're going to get in your funnel of death or whatever it is. I want you guys to know, if you're watching, that you do not have to do those things. They tend to be really time and energy consumptive. People who are running those models, it feels icky, and they wind up spending 50% of what they make, at least putting it back into the cost of running those teams and systems. And it just feels so icky. So I want you to know that, number one, you don't have to do that. And always check in if you are working with a coach, a marketing coach, or a business coach, just to really be mindful of, do you resonate with their method and their approach before you get in the container? And always feel free to say no to the things that they are doing. I teach my clients that you know your business best. And that might be kind of annoying for someone that's like, but I hire this business coach because you know everything. I'm like, well, I'm here with a lot of experience. I'm going to advise and recommend some things, but you have to decide. You have to put it through the lens of what feels right for you. And I see people, not empowered to do that in certain coaching containers. I just really want to empower all of you to do that. And that the way that I approach things is to really focus on creating a community, create people who are like-minded. And actually, if you're struggling, maybe some of you have been struggling about, okay, what's my niche, or who am I going to serve? And you're trying to match your gifts and your service to the market. Just start thinking about the groups of people that you want to be around. What's the audience that you love? People that you just want to be in conversation with. That's a lot of how I talk about niching. It's a conversation. So pick that group of people, pick that conversation first, and then see how can you show up and serve them? How can you bring something really valuable? I landed in Bali and I did work for a period of time with people like back in New York City. You were in corporate and bringing spirituality to them. And I personally found it exhausting. It was not my ideal kind of person. I actually really wanted to serve more of the spiritual community. And I looked at the spiritual community. I'm like, what do they need? And I have a lot of corporate experience. And I hired my business coach. I got all the marketing and sales downloads. It's something that comes really natural to me. And I got to bridge those worlds, but I chose it selfishly. I'm like, these are the people I want in front of me. So I want you guys to also be empowered to do that in your marketing and your business and just really show up and serve people that you love and let it feel natural and do it from always you know your business best.
Yeah, well, thank you. So you have also, you give a lot of stuff out for free, is my impression on YouTube and Facebook. And maybe if you have something from your last outputs that is there maybe an issue or topic that I haven't asked you about that is a very very dear to you, or where you see that's very relevant in the market at the moment. Is there something you want to highlight for us?
Oh, well, just on the, like what you said, by the way, you guys are welcome to come and check out. I have tons of free trainings. You can go to elainaray.com/freebies. And I've got it off, like I've got a bunch of stuff on there about launching, launch secret, sales. I have especially a good one on 10K offers and breaking down some of the myths that you think you might, like thought patterns you might have about who can that be accessible to. So go check all of that out. And just to highlight that, I run a generosity-based model of marketing. That's what my clients do too. And so we create and we put a lot of value into the marketplace. And it's done strategically. It's not just like, here's free stuff. And then we hope that it comes back and trust in abundance and just open to receive and all that kind of spiritual stuff. There's a strategy behind it. But I want you to know that you can be really generous. You can just show up. And if you're at the earlier stages, especially, like, how can you really put yourself out there and share value? Like I said, I went live every single day on my Facebook and basically taught mindfulness and taught emotional intelligence for free for 6 months and employed some strategies there, and it converted to clients. So that's the vibe. I don't really do those icky webinars to like an icky email sequence. Just like to show up and teach and invite people. It's like the basis of marketing are like, hey, I know a lot about this. Here's something that I think would help you. Do you want help to implement that? Do you want more of this? Hey, here, you can do it on your own, or you can come in and I'd be happy to guide you and we can do it and make it really easy for you and you can get there as quickly as possible. That's the vibe that I like to bring into marketing, and that might be really helpful for you guys watching too.
Yeah, cool. Maybe to round this up, I picked up a sentence about strategy and as you mentioned, there are a lot of people, especially in the spiritual realm of the business, that are very into this law of attraction thing. Maybe you know, there's this one polarity, right, of total strategy, marketing, funnel mechanisms, and then there's this other polarity of, you know, I just need to sit here and attract my clients. And we're kind of laughing now, but you know, I have encountered that over and over again in various degrees, right? So maybe as a kind of a ending word, or could you tell your take on that? I mean, how much, I mean, that strategy is important to you should be clear right now, but you know, I mean, there is some truth to this magnetic thing, because, you know, what you embody, you kind of radiate, right? But there's more to it, and maybe you can, speak to the what is needed to, in addition to this magnetic thing.
Yeah, I mean, with the two polarities, I'm pretty much dead in the center, because you need both. I think it's about 50% strategy, 50% mindset and energy, because you need to execute the strategy in a certain fashion for it to actually work. And then if you don't have the strategy, then no matter how much you meditate, no one's going to show up. Or it will be like throwing spaghetti at the wall. There's just not a predictability, the consistency. And if you're going to run a real business, you need that predictability. You need to have quarterly revenue plans and all of that stuff. So I'll just illustrate this by sharing a story that came to mind. I had a client recently who was in the middle of launching a first-time program, and it was like a $5,000 offer. It was a mastermind, and you know, there were some nerves around the price point and stepping into that. And I took her through my full launch strategy. So she knew she had the plan A to Z of what to put out and then what to do next and what kind of content to post and where to show up, and was doing all of the things, but wasn't seeing results. And then, you know, we got on a coaching call and we're like, okay, what's going on? And we found that there was just like this really weird underlying energetic thing in her content where it was coming across almost as frustrated or even condescending. And she didn't know, it was totally subconscious, but I could pick up on that. And we had to clean that up. And it came from like a belief system thing and something that she was thinking about her audience and her prospects. And we cleared that up. And she went on to have a $50,000 launch because the content was then very effective. And then we did some of those mindset adjustments. And so it really goes hand in hand. And she wouldn't have had that though, if she wasn't putting out the content and doing her live streams and talking about her program in a certain way. So that's where I see that these things, they do go hand in hand and they need each other. And I really love bringing, you know, inner child work and looking at woundings and where that shows up in our business or prevents us from stepping into that next level. We need both. You guys need a content strategy. You need to know how to close sales. You need to have a sales call flow that feels good and gets people to give you your credit card so that they actually get into your program and get the transformation. You need to know that. So they go together. Definitely. I'm a big fan of the balance and just the middle way with that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for your insights and open kind of a window to who you are and what you do, and I would like you to tell our listeners and viewers where they can find you if they want to have contact with you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on here. It's been so fun to share. And if you guys tuned into this, just send me a DM on Instagram and say, hey, Elena, I saw your interview with Marcus on the summit, and this is something that I learned. I love hearing that. And my handle is Hey Elena Ray. And then you can just go to my website, like I said, elenaray.com/freebies. And there are like 5 or 6 different totally free trainings there that you can tap into. People have literally made tens of thousands of dollars from watching some of my free trainings when they implement. So go and do that and enjoy. And we can connect on Instagram and I also have my Facebook group. Marcus is in it. It's called Soul Level Shifts. You can just search that on Facebook, or maybe Marcus, you can include a link. And that's where I show up pretty much every week. And I do a free training and a lot of others, like 1,000 other entrepreneurs in the mindfulness space that are in there. So a really good place to network and hang out too.
Yes. Yeah, sure. We'll put all the links below this interview. And yeah, thank you, Elena, for your insights, your expertise, and your time to be with us. And yes, thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Really fun to be here.